You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Even if you're familiar with downtown San Luis Obispo, there's an art gallery you might have missed on a stroll down Higuera Street. Edna Contemporary is a fine art gallery tucked behind Basalt Interiors. KCBX's Lauren Wallachy talked to Cheryl Dane Chestnut about her experience owning a gallery and the new exhibit.
Chestnut says she has been offering appointments for people to look at the artwork so she could allow some people in the gallery during pandemic shutdowns. But the opening for the new exhibit was a welcomed experience.
So getting back together with people after COVID was fabulous, but I have been lucky to be able to see people on a very limited basis.
The gallery's first opening was in March 2020, a week before the shutdowns. Chestnut says she wants to connect the gallery to the community in multiple ways, including with donations to nonprofits. But she also wants to make purchasing art a more personal experience.
Connecting to the community by bringing the artists that are really great, I mean, like super amazing artists, bringing them to the community for the opening so that the people that purchase the art are also able to meet the artists.
The current exhibit open for viewing is titled Oceans and Airstreams.
It's kind of a fun and lively, a little bit whimsical with the airstreams, and very Central Coast motivated because people are very in touch with the oceans here.
Chestnut says she wants her gallery to be a place where people can feel comfortable enjoying art.
It's kind of like wine. People go, I don't know if this is good. I mean, I like it. Art should be about what you like. It shouldn't be about what someone else is telling you is good. So we try to make it a really comfortable and casual environment.
Danielle Eubank is one of the four artists featured in the exhibit. She is an expedition artist and created a decades-long project titled One Artist, Five Oceans.
There are five oceans. So there is the Atlantic and the Pacific and the Arctic and the Southern Ocean and the Indian Ocean. And I have been able to sail them and paint them.
Eubank has painted many subjects, including trees, animals, and portraits, but says water allows her to combine many of her passions.
But I started painting water because it allowed me the freedom to create an abstract image at the same time that I could create a portrait, at the same time that I could pay homage to nature. It doesn't seem like those three things could go together very well, but they do with water.
Eubank says going on expeditions and being on a boat in the middle of the ocean is like nothing she's ever experienced.
The feeling of being on the water with no airplanes flying overhead, no other boats passing you by, at night having the stars go right down to the horizon of the water, there's nothing like that.
Her most recent voyage was an expedition to Antarctica in 2019, and she says one of the things that surprised her was all of the animals she saw.
There was a very large concentration of animals where I was. I saw lots of different whale species. I saw a couple of different dolphin species, which of course are whales. I saw lots of different birds. I saw lots of different seals, and I was surprised at just the sheer amount of animals that I saw.
Eubank says she didn't start painting water thinking it would turn into a project spanning more than 20 years.
I definitely did not think about painting all of the oceans when I started painting them. I think that I was slightly intimidated by the size of the earth. And maybe it was that point when I was sitting on the foredeck of the Borobudur ship in the middle of the Indian Ocean, where I started, you know, thinking about what my place was in this ocean, literally.
Eubank says she loves a challenge and that it was the idea that it was difficult that made her want to be an artist.
Being a fine artist and making a living as a fine artist, I had heard was one of the more difficult things that you could do. So I thought, hey, I'll do that.
Although she has been fascinated with the movement and form of water since a young age, Eubank says it was never something she thought she'd be able to capture.
I remember when I was about 12 years old, I'm from Sonoma County in Northern California, and I remember sitting on the beach looking out at the Pacific Ocean with my mom and dad, and I remember looking at the water and how it was crashing on the sand, the dark gray sand in Sonoma County. And I remember thinking, I will never be able to draw that. That is too hard. And I think I tucked that memory away, not too deeply, because I think about it all the time, actually, now, until I was in the bike wreck in Spain. you know, a lot of years later. And I was looking at the ocean and I was thinking, I will never be able to paint you. And then I thought, hey, hang on. That sounds like a challenge. Just because I haven't been able to paint you so far doesn't mean that I can't. And just because other people have painted you maybe in a way that I didn't, you know, care for as much, that doesn't mean I can't. That's more of a challenge. Let's find a way to paint this water and draw this water and capture it in a way that works for me.
When she paints, Eubanks says the process can be scary at times.
I think it's that I'm trying to do something that I've never done before. I'm trying to push myself a little harder, push myself into what I call my own personal cutting edge. We all have our own personal cutting edge, right? That thing that is uncomfortable for you, that thing that is hard. And the closer you get to that thing, the scarier it gets. And so it can actually be kind of scary when you're creating.
Eubanks says when she's in her studio painting, she can get into the zone and lose track of time.
And it's this point where you are so involved in your passion, in your work, that time and space seem to evaporate. Sometimes I will be painting and I will get into the zone and I could have been painting for 5 minutes and I will think that, you know, 2 hours has gone by. Or sometimes I will have been painting for 2 hours and it feels like, but actually 5 minutes have gone by. So it's a very nice place to be in my studio working away.
Two of Eubanks' Antarctica paintings were recently stolen. She says her gallerist filed a police report and any information about the stolen artwork can be sent to the San Luis Obispo Police Department. Eubanks' paintings will be featured at the Edna Contemporary Gallery through the month of June. To make an appointment to view her work, visit the website ednacontemporary.com. For KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy.